Sewing lesson. I was never considered good at sewing at school. I found all the lessons rather boring, if truth be told. A double sewing lesson didn't exactly instill excitement. Far from it. I dragged my heels going into class. Our teacher, Miss Avery, was quite sweet in some respects, but did tend to shrill when things weren't going her way. A lot of shrilling went on in that class. At the time, she wasn't unusual to look at. A-line dress, probably homemade. After all, she was the sewing teacher. Smart heels, not quite kitten heels, but not far off it, and permed white hair rinsed through with a hint of green. She stood apart from the blue rinse crowd. At the bell, she would marshal us into the classroom. We sat in our appointed places, four to a table. We were each given a piece of red gingham material and instructed on how to tack and turn a seam. One single sewing machine stood on a bench in the corner of the room. It was there for all of us to use, all 16 of us. An electric machine that rattled and thrummed its way across our pieces, the heat from its tiny light becoming hotter the longer the machine stayed on. I never wholly mastered the speed the machine ran at. Yes, I knew it was connected to the presser foot and did try to slow release, waiting for the machine to bite. But when it took, it always came as a surprise to me. And in jumping, my foot went down on the presser foot and the machine would lurch into life and zigzag on and off the seam. I spent more time unpicking than I ever did sewing. I recall Miss Avery bearing down and shouting in my ear, "Take your foot off the presser foot!" Panic drove my foot down even harder. Deliberately defying me, I tried tearing my stitch-worn piece from the machine, but the needle had taken hold. Miss Avery still shouting, and the whole class gleefully witnessing another of my sewing disasters. Suddenly, she was dragging me off the chair. "Stupid girl! You clearly haven't been listening!" I came off the chair quite spectacularly, but still with my foot firmly attached to the presser foot. The machine still running. I watched, as if slow motion, with Miss Avery wrestling to retrieve my piece, hunkered over the hot machine, fingers too close. The needle ran over her finger like a spider. She screeched loudly. Still sprackled on the floor, I watched the material bunch up at the sewing machine, leaving a triangle of cotton thread hanging like spittle beneath. Miss Avery switched the machine off at the wall. All went quiet. I sensed my classmates gloating, Patsy Fowles and Julie Keane positively smirking. "You've disgraced yourself again, Patricia. You can't move on to smocking until you've mastered a basic seam. At this rate, I doubt you'll get your apron finished by the end of term, let alone the end of the year." A few titters rippled round the room. "Go back to your seat now." I sat shamefaced at the table. A hand went up. "Please, miss, can I press my apron as I've finished it?" Miss Avery ushers her over with a hand signal. She takes the work and inspects it closely. "Well done! Look at this, everyone. Beautiful seams, neat and even. I think this deserves a house point. Very good work." She shoots me a look of glaring disapproval. My tattered piece, having been retrieved yet again from the jaws of the sewing machine, was placed in front of me. "Unpick the mess you've made and start again."
"Can I use the stitch ripper, miss?"
"No, you can't. You're a bloody liability as it is." I felt defeated. The stitches had diminished as they travelled across the material, ending up something the size of what seemed like a pinhead. I poked and prodded with a needle, stabbed my finger numerous times, but the stitches showed no sign of budging. I dropped my needle on the floor beneath the table. On my knees I searched, somewhat relieved that I was able to get away from the glare and uncharitable looks from my classmates. Then I overheard one of the girls at my table sniggering over my plight. "Useless. Can't even make an apron. Doesn't need one anyway. They don't eat in her house. Must be why she's got Wednesday legs. Snap to it, Smithy." Hot Anger spiked and surged through me. I wanted to jump up, pull her hair and scream in her face. But she was bigger than me. They were all bigger than me. I could feel tears welling up and clenched my jaw. I'll be damned if I let them see me cry. Then it occurred to me, a way to get my own back. It would be a short-lived triumph, but I would feel all the better for it. I found my needle and remained beneath the table. Then, reaching my hand up, took the cotton reel and enough cotton to thread the needle. Quietly, I sat there, picking up the long hem of each of the skirts. Max's were in at the time, and sewed them together with neat, tiny stitches. I was very pleased with my handiwork, coming out from beneath the table 2 minutes before the bell went. Diligently, I packed my things away and waited. When the long, extended ring came, I calmly left the room, inwardly thrilled. Revenge is definitely a dish best served cold. I got the cane for my act of defiance, but it was well worth it. And I was banned from sewing and made to go to the craft room. There I learned weaving and really loved it. Result.